These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Welcome back into our, not back into, we've been on Community Comment, but this time finally joined by our guest here on the program this morning, Wisconsin District 48 Representative Andrew Heisel. Andrew, I apologize for our technical difficulties this morning. Thank you for sticking with us, and welcome to Community Comment this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
All right, and Andrew, I want to kick off things right away. Discussing the budget here, there's been a lot of news here making the headlines here with the fiscal year coming to a close here, here just in a couple of days, and the new fiscal year taking place here. Budget talks have, last week there was news that budget talks have essentially broken down between the Joint Finance Committee and the governor, and also the Senate being a part of that as well. But as we sit here today, just a few days away from the fiscal year coming to a close, Representative, what can you fill us in about where the budget talks are?
Yeah, where the budget talks are basically is it's a breakdown, obviously, between the legislature and the governor, but the real breakdown is within the Republican caucus themselves. I believe the Assembly Republicans are interested in having some sort of a budget deal, whether it's in the state Senate. The Republican caucus is fractured, and they're unable to bring together their entire caucus to support consensus budget.
Yeah, so there's been some disagreements here between both parties. You know, the GOP side is looking at tax cuts. The governor wants increasing funds to child care. Representative, is there a way that both sides can come together and figure out a way forward that a budget can be signed into law here in the next couple of days?
I would say the answer is absolutely. If we look at the history of our state, biennium after biennium, Republicans and Democrats have come together and found a solution, found a compromise, and worked together to get things done. So it's absolutely possible. But it's not possible when the Republicans are essentially being held hostage by some of their more extreme members who don't want to pass a budget. They don't want to allocate any resources to support the services that people in the state need, and therefore we are stuck.
Yeah, and Representative, I want to dive in a little bit here in just a moment and talk about your, because education funding is something that you're passionate about, and I want to discuss that more here. But are you able to provide some insights for us and our listeners and viewers today, essentially what potentially could happen if a budget is not on the governor's desk for a signature here when the new fiscal year starts? Unlike the federal government, there is not any sort of concerns of shutdowns. There, you know, things can still move forward. But what, you know, if worse comes to worse and a budget is not passed, what will happen then when the new fiscal year begins?
Yeah, what happens, you're correct. There's a difference between Wisconsin state budget and the federal budget. If there is no new budget, then we revert back to the original budget from 2 years back. And that may not sound like a big deal, but as everybody knows, inflation's a thing, and that affects services that people rely upon, education services, veteran services. These things will be impacted, and it will be felt. This is why we're supposed to get this done by a certain date. It's our job. We're supposed to get it done, and it's not going to get done, and that's really a problem.
Yeah, the governor here this past Tuesday, speaking to reporters in Wausau, said that there's been good conversations going on right now, and progress is being made. And then Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said that the most important thing for us is to figure out what everybody wants and to be on the table, to be at the table, to be able to finish these negotiations. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, education funding has been a main topic here in this budget. And Representative, what are some of the important sticking points when it comes to education funding that the governor wants to see included in and wants to see a part of this next biennial budget here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, education funding, what a huge part of the governor's budget proposal is to support local communities and their funding, their school funding needs. As everyone is well aware, local property taxes in Wisconsin and the amount that goes towards schools is very significant. That's not an accident. It's because the state is not paying its fair share. So you can say, hey, I really think government should spend less or we should live within our means. Fair enough. But right now, we're not even paying the basics. So people at the local level are having to raise taxes on themselves through operating referenda. And we've seen record number operating referenda across the state. So the governor's budget would say, hey, special education costs, they're very high. We'll pay 60% from the state, 60%. And what the Republicans have come back with is, let's do 33%. And that's not even guaranteed. It could be even less than that. When you have a cost that's very significant at the local level, you need to have funding provided to support, to offset that, or the local taxpayer is going to get it. And they've been getting it pretty hard.
Yeah, that's something we've seen here in Dodge County here with a number of districts in our area having to look at going to operational referendums, and something that we've discussed with a lot of district superintendents in our area representative is the fact that there's costs nowadays that five, 10 years ago have never needed to budget for. One of them is IT security, as something that's really has gone up in costs and is causing them to now have to budget for more than they have to in the past. And that's something that these districts have found themselves in a difficult position to be able to afford and also keep programs the way they have been for so many years. So, these districts have been put in a tough spot to be able to continue to offer what they've been able to offer here for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
That's correct. The costs have gone up and the state share has gone down, and we're sitting on over $4 billion of a surplus, and we're simultaneously saying, hey, let's here at the state level give you guys all a little tiny tax cut, give a lot of it away to wealthy interests, but give you a small tax cut. But at the same time, guess what? You need to go to referenda and raise your own taxes. And to me, that is not accountable. That is not transparent. That's disingenuous. We need to do our fair share, step up, fund the localities so they can pay these bills and stop trying to like use this money for our own political purposes, which is what I really honestly feel like a lot of these tax cuts, income tax cuts they're proposing that are geared towards higher income earners. It's just not the way to run stuff.
Right. And again, our guest here on Community Comment this morning is Wisconsin Representative Andrew Heisel. Representative, when it comes to budget talks and getting across the finish line, is there anything else that you would like to share or note that the Senate and the legislature and the governor have to work through to be able to get this across the finish line?
I mean, I really think it comes down to the Republicans. They have to come together and they have to agree that it's more important to support the state of Wisconsin and continue the state of Wisconsin's operation over any kind of political agenda that one or more of them may have. This is the way it works. Like, we're here, state comes first, country comes first, party comes second. So I really would urge the Republicans to come together and figure out how to like work collaboratively, because it just hurts us as a country and a state when they don't.
The fiscal year coming to a close here in just a couple of days. By law, the state is required to pass a biennial budget by June 30th. But as we talked about, if it does not happen, the state funding will continue at level set at the previous budget. So operations and services can still move forward, but still an important piece to get done here in the next couple of days as legislatures and the government works to get this budget across the finish line. Our guest here on the Community Comment this morning, again, is Wisconsin District 48 Representative Andrew Heisel. We have to take a short break here for local news. We'll be back with more Community Comment after this.
This is Ed Schellen of Columbus asking you to join us at the American Red Cross Blood Drive on Wednesday, June 25th at Zion Lutheran Church in Columbus. Go online to redcrossblood.org and schedule your donation time. Then, before you donate on Wednesday, June 25th, complete the Red Cross Rapid Pass online to save donation time. That's Wednesday, June 25th at Zion Lutheran Church in Columbus. Be a good neighbor. Give the gift of life.
This Tuesday at 6 p.m., join Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam for a timeless tradition. It's the 25th anniversary of the Tower Lanes Classic Car Shows. Cruise over and enjoy stunning classic cars, delicious dinner specials, and a refreshing beverage. It's the perfect evening out for car lovers and families alike. Celebrate 25 years of history with Tower Lanes. Great cars, good food, and fun memories. Don't miss it. See you Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. Find the full car show schedule at bullinbeaverdam.com.
Join your Hire Insurance team for Senior Solutions every Friday at 11:10 here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hire Insurance will help you plan for today and tomorrow. We'll answer your questions about health, life, insurance, income, and legacy planning, Medicare, Social Security maximization, and so much more. Together, they'll help you meet your short and long-term needs. Senior Solutions with Hire Insurance, every Friday at 11:10 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Still broadcasting comfortably from the Slumberland Furniture Studio. You're listening to 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. On day two, the Iran-Israel ceasefire appears to be holding. Leaked a classified preliminary report on the U.S. attacks on Iran nuke sites. The Defense Intelligence Agency and U.S. Central Command say it looks like Iran's centrifuges remain intact. One source familiar says much of the enriched uranium was not destroyed because it was moved before the attacks.
A package, you're taking this carpet up and moving it. It's very difficult.
Disputing that report, President Trump at the NATO summit in the Netherlands. Broad support across the political spectrum from parents in a Harvard survey for requiring school children to get vaccinated against diseases like measles and mumps. Democrats around the nation watching results of last night's mayoral primary in New York City. A socialist upstart, State Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani, declaring victory, beating the frontrunner, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, with less than half the votes cast. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
The attorney for an Arkansas man suspected of taking a pregnant Beaver Dam teen across the country has asked for more time to prepare for a federal trial. Gary Day is facing federal charges in U.S. District Court in Eastern Arkansas with six crimes. The 40-year-old is also charged in Dodge County with two counts each of abduction of a child and child enticement. His federal trial is slated to begin July 11th. Well, a fourth person in a Janesville murder-suicide has died at a medical facility on Monday morning. Well, the shooting occurred on June 17th at Aspen Square Apartments. An investigation found that one person shot the others before dying by suicide. The shooting stemmed from a domestic relationship between two of the people involved. No children were at the apartment at the time of the shooting. Columbia County authorities are reminding citizens to lock their vehicles after a teenager was arrested in connection to multiple break-ins and thefts. The 16-year-old is facing several charges, including theft and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Law enforcement recommends locking vehicle doors, even in your driveway and garage. Do not leave valuables inside your vehicle and avoid leaving keys in your vehicle as well. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt is warning citizens of a tow truck scam that is making the rounds. He says an individual in need of a tow will search for one online, often finding a national company and calling number on their website. Schmidt says these tow services will often promise to have a vehicle that can reach you quickly and will charge a steep price, but a tow truck will never arrive. Schmidt recommends searching out local towing companies or call law enforcement if you are not sure. Well, graduate students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison will be conducting an analysis of Beaver Dam Lake this summer. It is part of the 2025 Water Rescue Management Graduate Practicum Project. Students will focus on shoreline erosion and prospective lake and watershed improvement practices. The graduate students will present their findings and management recommendations by December. And a Beaver Dam man has been elected as the new state commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Department of Wisconsin. Ty Leto was voted in during the VFW Wisconsin State Convention held in Middleton. He steps into the role after serving as state senior vice commander and previously as junior vice commander. I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows around 62. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 85. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 68.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com. Your proud trained dealer.
Do you close your doors in your home when company comes?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Do you have an inferior interior?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
We can help. Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all the rooms in your home. Just bring us the measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then we can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and our expertise, we will arrive at the room plan you desire and work within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see us today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. And it is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Ambient Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP tile, hardwood, area rugs, window finishings, and more. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And they are doing some great deals there. Speaking of countertops, if you need to update your kitchen or bathroom, the material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. And they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. They'll help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design. And now we will jump back into the action here with Kevin Haugen for today's community comment.
Well, thank you very much, Jake, and welcome back into today's Community Comment. Our guest on the show this morning, Wisconsin District 48 Representative Andrew Heisel, joining us on the phone this morning. And Representative, there's another important package that you have been supporting here called the Protect Wisconsinites Package.
June Dairy Days roll on at the...
And Representative, if you could, just sort of set the stage for us here when it comes to what this package is, what it does, and why you're so passionate about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something I'm really proud of. This is the Assembly Democrats. We have stepped up to stand against the illegal and unconstitutional activity that's been coming out of Washington, D.C., one of the things that we've been dealing with, I've talked about on your show, Kevin, there's been this issue where laws constitutionally enacted, putting funds into different programs, monies that we've already sent to D.C., they're supposed to send them back for things like health care, veterans benefits, et cetera, have been just frozen. And that's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional based on the way that we pass laws. We don't have a king. We have a Congress, and if they pass a law and the president signs it, then it's constitutional, then it has to be followed. That's the law, and that's how that's different than having a king. What's going on is they're unconstitutionally freezing funds, and so we've introduced a couple bills to stand against that, to do what we can in Wisconsin to make sure that we can take funds make sure that we can take action to preserve funds that are have been allocated to our state. We also protecting data privacy from governmental overreach. That's another concern citizens here have. And then finally, I personally authored a bill to allow individual citizens, if their constitutional rights are violated by people acting under the color of law, they can bring suit themselves as an individual in a Wisconsin circuit court.
Yeah, and Representative, you've stated that the state sends annually from the state of Wisconsin $69 billion to the federal government, and we approximately get back $28 billion for every biennium indirect grant programs. And Representative, this is something that you've heard about from local nonprofits and groups in the area that really do rely on these sorts of funds to be able to operate and do what they do in the communities that they serve.
Yes, it's we have a third. So in the 48th Assembly District, which includes parts of Dodge, a third of the kids get their health care through Medicaid. Freezing these funds, cutting these funds unconstitutionally would hurt people that I represent. I have talked to nonprofits. There's a Prairie Music that gets a small little grant from the National Education Endowment of Arts, a $10,000 grant. They spent it providing programs to kids, teaching them music and art and things like that. They spent the $10,000, and then the NEA just said, yeah, we're not going to pay you back. We know we gave you the grant award, and it was a legal grant award. It was authorized by law, but now we're not going to pay you. Unfortunately, some private donors stepped in to fill the gap. But this is just an example of how these things you hear about happening in Washington, D.C. are affecting us here in Wisconsin. And it is incumbent upon the state leaders, and I wish the Republicans would join us, to stand against this sort of behavior, because it's not right, and it's hurting people here at home.
It's been reported that Democrats say they have support from their own party leaders and consulted as well with the state attorney general about the legality of the moves here. But Representative, obviously, there's two sides to this. When it comes to these bills, what is your opinion, or what do you foresee happening with the Republican-controlled legislature, whether or not these bills can be able to get through there?
I think it's basically highly unlikely. This is something the Republican leadership is trying to ignore while it's happening in their backyard. I mean, we've heard about these town hall meetings where elected officials, Republicans, are being yelled at by their constituents. That they're trying to avoid this, hoping that nobody's paying attention. But the problem is, it's fun. Basic services that we rely upon, that we pay for with our own tax dollars, are being frozen and held up. And we're concerned now that there's federal overreach that could potentially violate our freedoms and our liberties. And so we can't just ignore it. We're not elected to ignore problems. We're elected to address problems. And that's why I'm really proud of the work that my colleagues and I, Renuka Mayadev, Representative Baer, and Senator Larson, we stood up and we did this together.
With this Protect Wisconsinites package, Representative, four bills are included there. Please enlighten our listeners and myself as well. Is this something that all four bills would need to come up to a vote together? Could one get approved and three others get voted down? Or is this something that has to get passed all at once?
Does not have to be passed all at once. We could do Mike Baer's data privacy bill, which I'm co-sponsor of. The bill could stand on its own and basically protect Wisconsinites' personal data from intrusions, improper intrusions. So yeah, we could pass that bill, and I think that's one. I bet you the vast majority of Republicans, if you just kind of caught them by themselves, they would say, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. So yeah, maybe we could. I don't want to give up hope. So.
Yeah, it's hard to predict the future here when it comes to what could happen. And Representative, just because something does not get passed this legislative session, could this be something you foresee being brought up again in future sessions and getting multiple kicks at this can to get something passed through?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this is an example of especially if Democrats do acquire a majority in one or both of the two legislative bodies, these are the kinds of things we're going to do to stand up for Wisconsinites. So, yeah, absolutely. This is not something we're just going to forget about. This is something that's really important to why we serve.
Another package of bills that I want to discuss here with our guest, State Representative Andrew Heisel, here on Community Comment this morning is the Safe Summer Package. And Representative, what does this entail?
So these are four different bills that I've co-sponsored along with many of my colleagues. And the idea is to promote gun safety. So obviously we have a constitutional right, both at the federal and state level in our two constitutions, to keep and bear arms. But at the same time, it makes sense with anything that is potentially dangerous to take common sense steps to minimize accidental shootings and suicides, and also to try to keep guns out of the hands of people who would use them to kill other people.
Yeah, and one of the components here of this package is some red flag laws that would be a part of this universal background checks, a 48-hour waiting period. And Representative, this has been something that had originally been a part of state law that back in, I believe it was repealed in 2015 by Governor Scott Walker. So some of the stuff that we're seeing in this package has already been a part of law here in the state of Wisconsin. I just wanted to bring it back here in the state.
And I think, and that just underscores that, you know, It was in the law. It was clearly constitutional because it was in effect. And we're trying to just bring these things back. They're common sense things. We don't need to be like dogmatic about this. Like one of my former colleagues, I never met him, but a representative from Milwaukee, Brostoff, he actually committed suicide, and he purchased a gun and he used it pretty close to after he purchased it. And these 48-hour waiting periods are meant to provide a cool-off period for people like that, to prevent these kinds of things from happening, and also to prevent people from, in the heat of passion, doing something they'll later regret. Universal background checks. There's nothing wrong with making sure that you're not selling weapons to a criminal. That is common sense. That has nothing to do with anything other than trying to protect law-abiding citizens. And in terms of a red flag law, if somebody is being threatened, let's say a jealous ex-boyfriend is threatening to kill a woman because she doesn't want to date him anymore, and we're not going to allow the authorities to just flag him. It doesn't mean they're going to prevent him from purchasing a firearm, but just at least give the woman a chance not to be shot. I just don't see how these things are really straightforward. They're common sense, and you can still conceal carry. You can still buy firearms. None of these things are prevented. It just introduces some common sense, normal sorts of rules and regulations to protect people's safety.
We're with Wisconsin District 48 Representative Andrew Heisel here on Community Comment this morning. We do have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
June Dairy Days roll on at the market at Beaver Dam. They're churning up deals like Kemp's Milk, Whiter Chocolate for $3.99 a gallon, and Our Family Cheese Shredded or Chunk 2 for $4. Find more savings with select 7-Up products, just 3 for $11. Grill like a legend with Angus Pride T-Bones at $15.99 a pound, or Pork Lined Rib Chops at just $2.99 per pound. Snack on New Crop Washington Cherries, $2.99 per pound. Use your market app to score a free whipped topping. Shop and save at the market at Beaver Dam. Got hail damage? Dent Clinic is now open in Beaver Dam. Free inspections, insurance-approved repairs, and lifetime warranty. Visit 1321 North Spring Street or call 262-993-9125. Dent Clinic, local, trusted since 1993.
Did the recent hailstorm leave your car looking like a golf ball? Dent Clinic is now open in Beaver Dam, right on North Spring Street. We are your local hail damage experts, serving Wisconsin since 1993. We offer free hail inspections, insurance-approved repairs, and a lifetime warranty with every job. Stop by 1321 North Spring Street or call 262-993-9125. That's Dent Clinic. Fast, friendly, and right here in Beaver Dam.
Dent Clinic, we bring your car back to life. One dent at a time.
Great news for homeowners with electric or hot water heating systems. Don't suffer through another year of heat and humidity with noisy, clumsy window air conditioners or no air conditioning at all. A Carrier Electric mini split system does not need ductwork for installation. Instead, it consists of an outdoor compressor with indoor head units to cool various rooms or areas within your home. An added bonus is the system is also a heat pump with the ability to warm your space when it's not quite cold enough to turn on your heating system. The Carrier Mini Split is energy efficient, quiet, and can be installed in a day or two with the team at AirCare. Call Chad to help you make the right decision for your home and connect you with financing, tax credits, and rebates available through Focus on Energy. AirCare has been serving the area for over 40 years and is committed to your comfort. To learn more about the Mini Split system and other services offered by AirCare, visit their website at aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 Carrier. Turn to the experts.
One of the best parts of the Columbus 4th of July festivities is having a beverage and listening to live music with your friends. Whether it's alternative or classic rock, country, pop, and more, Columbus has you covered. See the Drexel Stage's Great Night Act starting at 7 p.m. like a DJ July 2nd, Smart Mouth July 3rd, and The Ramble on the 4th. From 1 to 11 on the 5th, No Limit followed by The Now keep the party rolling at the main stage. Find the full schedule with locations on Facebook at Columbus 4th of July Festival, Wisconsin.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back for more community comment, and it is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's brought to you in part by McKintry's Home Furnishings. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKintry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, and then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas with their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now here's Kevin Haugen with more community comment.
Thank you very much, and welcome back into our final segment of Community Comment this morning with our guest on the phone joining us this morning, Wisconsin Representative Andrew Heisel here on the program this morning. And Representative, want to spend the few minutes we have left here on the program this morning discussing some recent floor session action, including a slew of mandates that the Republicans passed that were unfunded.
Sure, sure. As in yesterday. Is that
yes.
Reference? Yeah, yesterday. So, yeah, this is the first question you brought up, which is related to that, which is you're asking, like, why don't we have a budget? And I said it's because the Republicans can't get enough votes among their caucus to pass anything. And that's what happened yesterday. For the first time in modern history, the Republicans were passing bills through the assembly to do things that I think everybody wants, things like creating certification for psychiatric treatment facilities, residence facilities for kids so that they don't have to be shipped out of state. So a program to do that. There was a program to provide grants for police and fire departments to have hearing protection for first responders, but they didn't put any money in any of them. So it's kind of like it was kind of like play acting. We were down on the assembly floor debating bills that had these like provisions in there, but there was no money attached. And as you know, these things aren't free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. So if we're going to give hearing protection to cops and firefighters, you got to pay for it. And then if you're going to set up a treatment facility or you're going to designate places as treatment facilities, you need at least four staff members in this, in Madison, who can then organize and certify all these facilities. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. So we passed one after another these bills that were like pretend bills. I said it was kind of like playing tea with a kid. You move around the plastic plates and you sip the imaginary tea and you say, oh, this tastes so great. And isn't that wonderful? But this is the state legislature. We actually have to do real things. So it was pretty interesting. I'll say that.
Is this something that once they are if they do go through and are approved, if funding is available, they come back around and say this is how it'll be funded and financially supported, or is that not how this should operate?
The way it's worked, and this is throughout time, the way it's worked in Wisconsin is, when you're a policymaker, when you're a legislator, and you're going to say, hey, we're going to do something, if it costs money, you put it in the bill. You don't say, we're going to do it later. And by the way, the Republicans even admitted while we were discussing on the assembly floor some of these bills that they've been trying to get this funded through their caucus and that it had been rejected in one case four times. So they're trying to get credit for these things that people want and need, and at the same time, but they're not actually doing it, because if they say they're going to do it later, they've got a track record of not being able to deliver. For example, we have this literacy law. It was a Republican law. It turned out to be a bipartisan law to improve literacy outcomes in schools across the state, and there's supposed to be $50 million. The governor put it in his budget. They cut it out. They passed the law. And they still haven't funded it. And it's been years and years. And my own schools in my own district are still waiting to get paid. So, yeah. So, again, there's so many games that are being played here in the state assembly. And yesterday was just, we literally were like, show us the money. It was like Jerry Maguire, show us the money. Because you can't play act that you're passing laws if you're not going to actually follow through and pass all that is necessary to make the policy happen, which is definitely includes the money.
Right. Yeah. And another passage assembly bill that was approved was Assembly Bill 17, which promotes employee stock ownership plans, or essentially called ESOPs.
Yeah. Yep. And I was a sponsor of that legislation. That legislation is, if it does have a fiscal requirement, I don't think it does. That bill basically will actually happen. It doesn't require, a separate budget bill that these other unfunded mandates would require. So this ESOP program would allow employees, give them tax benefits, so that employees could become owners of the companies they work at. I had some constituents visit me. I actually met one when I was out knocking doors, one of these constituents. They explained to me how ESOPs help align the interests of the employees and the employer. It gives employees a stake in the outcome of the company. It allows them to also experience some of the benefits. And so some of these tax changes to help promote those made a lot of sense. And so I was happy to co-sponsor the bill and really happy that it passed.
Great. Now, Representative, just a few minutes left here on Community Comment today. With this Assembly Bill 17, can you just briefly walk us through the next steps? Is this something that needs to go through the Senate as well and then get the governor's signature? What's next? Or is it ready to be now passed into law?
Yeah, so it's an assembly bill. So it's next going to head over to the Senate. If it gets passed by the Senate, it would then head to the governor for his signature. And I don't see why, I can't predict what he'll do, but I don't see why he wouldn't sign it.
Is that hoping, do you see that hoping to get done here in this current session, or is that something that'll take several months to get hammered out?
I think it'll be get done in this session.
Well, fantastic. Well, I want to thank again our guest here on a Community Comment this morning, Representative, District 48 Representative Andrew Heisel. Representative, thank you again for hanging out with us here on the Community Comment program and bearing with us through our technical difficulties at the start of the show. I apologize,
no
again
problem.
Apologize again for that. But thank you again so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.